MimnitCon. You're never alone.
Shalom, this is Nitza Moshe from Remnant Remedy, hosting today's Remnant Mama Show, where we are living and learning a restoration lifestyle. This show is the EMF series part 3, and in this series today, we will begin to interview the inventor, Jody Rabin, of the EMF BioShields or Living Shields that help transform bad frequency and energy into good frequency and energy to help protect our bodies, our health, and our environment. This show was previously recorded with Jody on Skype with her in Israel and me in Northwest Montana.
We are blessed with a special guest, Jody from Israel. Are you there, Jody?
I am here, Nitza. Thank you.
Awesome. And you are the CEO, inventor, and designer of EMF Shields for Safe Connect Plus, correct?
That's correct. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for getting up in the middle of the night and joining us. We're going to talk about electromagnetic pollution, EMF, and we're just really blessed to have you here and to share with us. And could you maybe share a little bit about your background and where you're at and how you came to this?
Yes, I'd be happy to. Well, should I start with where I came from and my childhood and how I kind of developed my bent in this whole field? Maybe that would be helpful.
Yeah, that's a great place. Father's prepared you.
Yes. Well, basically, I grew up in L.A., and I am coming from a Jewish family. My parents were born and raised in New York, and their parents from Russia and Romania. And I grew up in a family that was, you know, not really religious, but went to synagogue occasionally. And I went to summer camp in the Jewish community every year, Camp Achim. So I grew up knowing I was Jewish, but not really understanding what it really meant to be a Jew. And I grew up kind of empty. You know, when I was in my teens, I turned to drugs and I was really searching. I was on a real bent to search for a place of peace, I guess you might say. In that process, I went through the whole drug phase and I guess you could say new age things. I was, you know, a hippie. And then I got into Eastern religions, meditation, and yoga when I was in my late teens and early 20s. And in 1971, I met the Messiah. And I was so excited and so happy. I remember going home and telling my Jewish mother, "Mom, guess what? I've accepted the Jewish Messiah."
Wow.
And she said, "Oy vey, now what?" She thought it was just another phase, you know, just another craze that I was on. But I never really left the Lord. In 1974, I was really impacted by the Holy Spirit. At that time in my life, I really, something happened when I started reading the scriptures. And those scriptures started to come alive in my heart. And I decided that I wanted to live for the Lord and the kingdom of God. And that there was nothing else worth living for other than Him. So I have been serving the Lord since then, really with all my heart, since 1974. And yeah, it's been quite an adventure. You know, it's not boring to walk with Jehovah. It's been quite an adventure. And since then, I have really learned a lot about walking with Him and what it really means to know the Lord in one's heart. You know, there's a real difference between heart knowledge and head knowledge. So I'm really blessed in that. And what happened after I met the Lord, one of the first things that happened was that my mother got saved. She, after about a year in her salvation, she started having horrible pain. We found out it was cancer, and I ended up taking her to the Gerson Clinic in Mexico. That was in 1978, and it was really quite amazing to see what happened with her, that she actually had a tremendous turnaround at the Gerson Clinic. We were there for, about 6 weeks. I watched my mother detoxify. I mean, it was amazing because my mother, she was a typical American LA Jewish woman who played cards, smoked cigarettes, ate pastries, had a high-stress job. She was an executive secretary for the largest engineering firm in the world, Bechtel Corporation. She was the vice president's secretary. So there was a lot of stress there for her. Smoked cigarettes, drank coffee all day, came home and ate Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Wow.
So she was really heading toward some ill health in her lifestyle. I saw it coming down the tracks like a Mack train and tried to warn her from everything that I was studying. And after I had accepted the Lord, I was going to a Bible college out there. I actually, when she knew she had cancer, I went out there to live with her and help her through the radiation treatments and, you know, just everything you go through when you have cancer. And I was really praying how the Father would help me to help my mother and serve my mother. And my mother was one of these people who can't swallow pills. You know, there are people who swallow a pill. And so I had to research and find what therapies there were out there that, you know, could help her battle this cancer where she wouldn't have to swallow a pill. And I found the Gerson therapy and called up Mexico, and we ended up hightailing it down there. And we actually ended up staying 6 weeks. And during that time, I met so many people from all over the world who were there detoxifying and getting rid of all things. Even juvenile rheumatoid arthritis was one of the things. I saw a woman there whose hands were all curled up, and she ended up, I watched her hands straighten out just about practically completely without any drugs or anything, just detoxing body. And my mother also, she turned pink. And if you can imagine a woman who smoked all of her life, like 2 to 3 packs a day, and she got down there and started drinking their juices, their live juices. On the first day, after 24 hours of those juices, she turned to me and she said, "Jody, I don't even want a cigarette. I have no desire." I just couldn't believe it. It's like God just met my mother so amazingly. And wow. So I learned a lot in that 6 weeks because we were being trained actually by Dr. Charlotte Gerson Strauss. Her father was the one that created the Gerson therapy. And every day we had lessons. You know, we had to learn about microwave ovens. We had to learn about the dangers of all these things. And this is actually before cell phones came into existence. So that was not addressed, but many things were. And so anyway, my mother got better and better. And then about 3 months into the therapy, we were back in the Bay Area taking care of her. I was actually in therapy for my mother full time. And it ended up that she had horrible pain, and we took her to the hospital that and found out it was an abscess in between her liver and her diaphragm. And basically the tumor had shrunk that she had in her liver 1 inch in circumference. And she was actually getting better on this juicing therapy. The cancer was shrinking, but she was missing her kidneys. One of her kidneys anyway. And so her detoxification pathway in that hindered. So she was dumping a lifetime of poisons and toxins from the therapy itself. And her body formed this abscess to enclose, I believe that's what happened, to enclose the poisons because her liver couldn't handle it. And that is, well, I believe that's what took her down. And she just went downhill. Be with the Lord after that. She did accept the Lord too. Praise God. And so, yeah, after that, after she passed away, I ended up traveling and coming to Israel and then back from Israel and decided to go to Bible college. And I worked my way through several Bible colleges, actually 3, by working at health food stores. And because I had a natural bent and interest in natural health care. And of course, with everything I had been through, I actually got rid of my own chronic pain and arthritic knees and joint pain. And I was in my early 20s by doing diet. So I really, you know, I really believe the Lord can lead people that way too, dietarily, and how to, a lot of symptoms and poisons and toxins that can accumulate at a cellular level. Anyway, I ended up in my 3rd year of Bible college, and I met my husband. And I met him at Moody Bible Institute in Chicago. They had a Jewish studies department. And we met and we fell in love, and we're still in love. Praise the Lord, 27 years later. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Anyway, we went through the Jewish studies department at Moody, and I learned a lot. I mean, the Lord was really giving me a lot of revelation on church history, Jewish history, and being able to have a perspective on Israel and what it meant for me to be a Jew, which basically I got saved through some wonderful Christians, but they had no clue about anything to do with the roots of our faith and that which is Hebraic in nature. It was later on that in my walk with the Lord started showing me that he didn't throw out the feasts and the festivals in Leviticus 23. He didn't throw out the Shabbat, which is the first festival and feast listed in that chapter, and dietary laws and so many things that he actually gave for our benefit, you know, to bless us. So anyway, while I was going through that, Alyosha, we married. And shortly after that, we got pregnant with our first child. His name is Josiah. And Josiah's now 27, and he's a chiropractor. So he's kind of taking off after me, and his bent toward helping people with their health. And then we have a daughter who came along 3 years after our first child, Yasmin. She's 23, going to be 24. And it's beautiful. She's living here in Jerusalem and studying media at the King of Kings School.
We'll be right back after this short message. Do you get stressed, get headaches, sharp pains, or numbness in your hands, head, or chest, especially when using a computer or cell phone, or when you're near a satellite or cellular tower? There are bad electromagnetic frequencies and there are good electromagnetic frequencies, or as we call them, EMFs. These frequencies or vibrations are part of the seen and unseen world created by Yahweh. Today and until the heavens and earth are shaken and free of these harmful EMFs, at the onset of restoration of all things, we are going to continue to be bombarded with a plague of harmful EMFs that are causing havoc with our health. Father Yahweh has pointed us back to shemen, essential oils, and to linen as a way to help restore good frequencies to our body's cells as a remedy. Now, along with the spoken and living words of Torah, Father has given his people an understanding of the good versus the bad EMFs, which has led to the invention and design of EMF bioshields encoded with frequencies that help restore and repair our body's cells to resonate and respond back to a balanced frequency that may have been imbalanced due to bad EMFs. Ribnet Remedy is excited to present EMF BioShields. These shields are for your house and office, personal body, computer, cell phone, and appliance, including smart meters, and yes, even pets. These EMF BioShields are encoded with nanocrystals within a natural resin base using 21st century advanced computerized equipment, including a combination of beneficial frequencies, which help to balance, repair, and rejuvenate your body's cells. Personal body shields are worn as a necklace or placed in your pocket to transform potential negative energy fields while helping to strengthen your personal biofield. House and office shields just plug into your electrical circuitry to soften and shield the energy fields in your home or office. For more information, go to the Hebrew Nation Radio Bookstore and click on Remnant Remedy. Then look for the EMF BioShield icon. Remember, your purchase helps support your health and this radio station ministry. Welcome back to the Remnant Mama Show. This is Nitza Moshe from Remnant Remedy with Jody, who is the inventor and designer of Remnant Remedy's BioShields that help protect you against electromagnetic frequencies that are harmful to the body. We will continue.
And anyway, when Yasmin was 4, Nitza, what happened with Yasmin was I'm married to a concert pianist and a composer. His name is Alyosha. Anyway, on one of our concert tours on the West Coast, we were going at that time in the United States. We were traveling from Victoria, British Columbia, down to Los Angeles. I think we had about 30 concerts on that tour, and we were very busy, as you can possibly imagine, traveling that far with that many concerts, in and out of people's homes and in and out of restaurants. And if you eat in restaurants, you tell me what they have for the children, Nitza.
Junk. I mean, you know, macaroni and cheese and fried chicken. It's terrible.
You got it. And so I knew a lot because I'd already been through my own healing. I've been through my mother's process of detoxing her body. And I knew a lot of health, but I couldn't control what was happening because of this tour. And carrying two children, you know, all that way and going in restaurants and, okay, you can have anything you want. Just be happy, you know, give them a happy meal.
Right.
What they had there was a lot of fried food, as you mentioned, chicken McNuggets, which he loved, French fries, which he loved. Of course, you've got to put lots of ketchup on those fries to make them mm-hmm. taste good. And, of course, they give you a soda pop, anything you want to drink, and usually a dessert. And even at people's homes, they feed you sugary things and desserts. So we were on a track with a little daughter of ours who has a very delicate constitution. There's different constitutions in different people, like what one person can handle who has a delicate constitution, another person can't handle who doesn't have a delicate constitution. Let me give you an example. In our marriage, my husband, he's very slender. He needs a nap middle of the day, recharges his battery, and I can't even dream of a nap in the middle of the day. It's like, that's not for me. And I'm running circles around him. Anyway, it ended up that with our daughter, she has my husband's constitution. She's very delicate and petite and small boned and can't take a lot. So what happened with her is she got so toxic that when we got back to Florida, where we were living at the time, this is before my moving to Israel, my daughter really got so sick that it manifested in juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. One day she started limping. Yeah. One day she started limping, and by nighttime she couldn't walk on her knee. I couldn't figure out. I thought, oh, maybe you just twisted it or something, you know, how you think when your children right. suddenly are limping. So I took her to a chiropractor, and this guy adjusted her. And then I took her to another chiropractor, and she adjusted her, and we were not getting any results. So then I took her to another sports medicine specialist to take x-rays and really look more deeply into the knee and see if there was anything structurally that was wrong, or maybe something in the meniscus. And they couldn't find anything. So then she started to make fevers. And my daughter's 4 years old and she's so sweet. My heart was being wrenched. I was praying like crazy. And I'm a prayer warrior. Pray. And I love to be the hound in heaven, you know, knocking on the door for the Father to open up, you know, his wellspring of healing and blessing and help, especially the precious little girl. I just wasn't seeing anything happen. Sometimes I would pray so hard, I would be sure that God would have heard and she'd be healed. But it went on and on for 6 months. And I didn't take her to a traditional medical doctor because whatever they would diagnose her with, wouldn't matter. I already knew their protocol for her symptomology. And I didn't want to subject her to steroids for pain.
And Jody, in those days, you had a choice. I mean, even if you went in there, but today, if you walk in and you don't follow their protocol, then you can actually lose your children. So it's a very dangerous situation.
Yeah, exactly. So I was just praying And then we were actually hosting a conference in Hebraic Thought, and we had all these speakers coming to Orlando. We were organizing this huge conference, and it was so much work. And all of a sudden, during that conference, my daughter started having fevers, and with no symptoms, just she was burning up. And I had a friend there who was a registered nurse, and she came up to me and she said, you know, I know what your daughter has. I said, what does she have? She said, juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. I said, oh my gosh. I remember seeing at the Gerson Clinic this girl who had juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. She was 21 when I met her in 1978 at the Gerson Clinic, and her hands were all like mangled and, you know, contorted. And I'm like, picture a girl with this horrible disease. And my heart is just sinking, like, oh no, 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 I don't want that to happen to her. So I have a friend that I met in Colorado Springs who is a doctor, Dr. Melanie Tehart, and they were good friends of ours. So she and her husband were both doctors, and I called her and I said, Melanie, it looks like Yasmin, juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. What do you recommend? And Melanie was a very strong believer and still is. We're still in touch. In fact, we just talked the other day. And she said, her father was a doctor also and did naturally during the World Wars. And so Melanie got so many degrees and studied out the kazoo more than anybody else and still has. She's amazing. And she's also a nutritionist. So she said, Jody, I don't want you to worry. That's the first thing she told me. I like those words, worry. Mm. She says, your daughter is only toxic and she needs to detoxify her body. And if you do what I tell you to do, your daughter pain-free in two, well, that was music to my ears. It's like, okay, listen, I don't like heights. I hate roller coasters, but I will jump off the Empire State Building if you give me a parachute, you know, just, you know, anything for my daughter. And
right now, Jody, did you say 2 weeks? Because I lost you right there.
Yeah, she would be healed in 2 weeks. Can you hear me okay? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can now.
Okay. Remember, we're those of you who are listening online, this is coming in from Israel. So there might be some bumps in my voice in the road, okay?
Yeah.
So anyway, it ended up that in 2 weeks, Yasmin, we put her on exactly what Dr. Melanie Tehart told me to do. She told me to give her specific juices. She told me to get her off of all dairy and all meat and all bread and to get her on these juices and on whole grains like rice, brown rice, and also nuts and seeds. And so we did the thing and also sent enzymes. And so we were able to get her to swallow the enzymes, even though she was only four. She was really a champ and so sweet about everything, totally compliant. She's such a jewel, our daughter. So anyway, we did exactly that. And in 2 weeks, Yasmin had no pain whatsoever. Miracle.
Yeah.
Yes. So.
But I know that's possible because I did that years ago too. And within 2 weeks of juicing, I went to no pain. So I know it can happen for young and old.
Yeah. And we would have taken her to the doctors. What the doctors would have given to her is pain medication, which are steroids, which damage body further, damage the liver, and lock up the body's immune system as well. And so the person gets worse and worse and worse until their hands and everything are all contorted and they, you know, it spirals them into a very bad condition. And I don't want to say that everybody's arthritis is related to just being toxic. It could also roots in emotions and self-hatred. It just depends on the person.
We've run out of time. We will continue this interview and the information on EMF BioShields in part 4. May your garments always be white and let your head lack no shimmin. Shalom.
There's no time for my bride to postpone. Garments of linen gotta be sewn. Learn how to make healing oils on your own. Grinding wheat and storing food.